why are these guys hyping up, revving up for a war against Iraq? Now, there you have a choice of two things. You can just say, they're so stupid because I'm so smart. I'm so much smarter than they. I see confusions. No, no, no. Just because you don't know what they're doing doesn't mean they don't know what they're doing. You know? They're so stupid, these people who own and control the world and its resources. They just bumble along. Otherwise, you have a conspiracy theory, right? You think they actually think about these things and have intentions. Oh, weird. Weird. Well, I think there are what I just said, very important, vital, strategic reasons for targeting Iraq. The reason which is to maintain this global empire that makes the world safe for the Fortune 500, for the multinational corporations, to prevent any alternative or independent political and economic entities from emerging, to be not only the only superpower, but to be the supreme monopower, the totalistic global power. So there's this total strategic imperial goal.
You gotta call that love, man. You gotta call that love, man. You gotta call that love, man.
You got the president.
You gotta call that love.
And the vice president of the United States, who were only a few weeks ago under investigation. It was the front page story. You had the whole Republican Party facing a disaster. It was the party of big corporate business. Now it can be once again the party of military strength, the party of military leadership, the party of saving America's defenses, etc. You had the president and the vice president under investigation for fraudulent accounting, false claims of profits at Harkin and at Halliburton, respectively, Bush and Cheney. False claims of profits to pump up stock values. And then heavy insider unloading of that stock just before it crashes and is revealed to be worthless. Both of those guys, both of them in that. You got both of them refusing to explain their actions during those periods or having given false explanations.
You gotta call that love, man. You gotta call that love, man. You gotta call that love, man.
There are very compelling political reasons, just as there was in 1990, 91. Bush was facing the savings and loan scandal that was about to blow open, wide open, and would have taken down his administration and put at least two, possibly three of his sons into jail if the thing had really been unpeeled, as it was starting to be unpeeled on evening primetime television. Blew it right off the screen, just like they've blown off the Harkins and Halliburton scandals. Political reasons. A war against Iraq distracts people from domestic problems and major scandals and from a recession.
You gotta call that
it justifies increased military spending.
You gotta call that love,
it
man.
Fuels the patriotic hype. People in turn
love.
Rally around the flag, and that flag is wrapped around the
love.
President. It increases his poll ratings. His approval rating already has gone up from 60 to 67% just these last 2 weeks, the more militant he's become. It diminishes the momentum behind dissent. Wrong there. It's going to activate and increase dissent.